This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Ain't this nice? If I was a trucker, I would play this song on loop.
It's a good tune.
So good. Wonderful. Sing along if you know the words. I don't.
Highway Halo, man.
The open road.
In the great unknown.
Highway Halo. Old Crow Medicine Show, everybody. My freaking rejoin week.
Lovely voice of Ketch Sikor.
That's right. Yeah. It was a mountain man.
Yeah.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:09.
I believe he's a New Yorker.
Say again?
Well, he's a New Yorker.
Really?
Oh.
How you doing?
Hey, forget about it.
Yeah.
Hey, with your methamphetamine. No.
Why you blue?
Fat Boy and I, Paige, I forget if you were in here, but we just saw the surveillance camera footage of the Brakes for Less crash. This guy ran a red light or whatever, DUI, and he crashed through the front of this Brakes for Less place here in Greenville.
He didn't even touch Lawrence
Road. He had to have been going 80.
Looked like a rocket.
Just went right through the front of the building and then crashed into the other cars, and it was like, golly.
He was airborne as soon as he hit the top of Woodruff.
It had to be, right? I haven't seen that, but you mean he had to be what he did to the building there.
Yes.
Blessed man.
He hit the back wall. He had to be going quick.
He should thank the Lord above he's alive today.
There's video outside and inside.
Oh, that's great.
Speaking of that.
Watch him not show it again.
I almost purposefully try to avoid the news on the weekend because 9 times out of 10, it's bad news and it'll end up – I try not to let it affect my weekend. But every once in a while, Verizon decides what I need to know and they send out these news notifications. And I turn it off unless it's like an Amber Alert,
my
Silver Alert.
My turn those off on my –
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
You can turn Amber Alerts off? Well, you're awful.
I'll show you how.
Show me. So, Saturday morning before I thought I was going to go ride horses, that it said Epstein committed suicide. And I was like,
yeah.
Huh.
First of all, I don't want to know anybody committed suicide first thing in the morning, especially on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And why'd you decide all of a sudden, Verizon, I needed to know that?
Yeah, they'll tell you that right off the bat.
I should have it only on weekdays that I have any kind of notifications.
It's a strange story because it's this big news story that nobody believes is true.
It struck me as very odd that this guy's on a 24/7 suicide watch.
They took him off.
They did?
Apparently he wasn't on suicide watch anymore.
We're supposed to check him every half hour.
Right, so the stuff I've read, that's the thing. The stuff I've read said that he was.
Right, yeah, I read something said he had been taken off suicide watch, which is, I mean, I guess if you try to commit suicide in federal custody, they'll put you on suicide watch, but only for like 2 weeks, and then you're off again, even though there's no reason to believe you won't try it again.
I guess what happened to Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
As soon as he got
committed
off.
Committed suicide by hanging?
Yeah, I believe he hung himself with his sheets.
It struck me that, you know, some guy tried to hang himself or whatever in a prison cell or a jail cell, and then he's on suicide watch, but for 2 weeks. He's like, he'll be fine in 2 weeks. Wait, what? I mean, did you go to therapy in 2 weeks about that, or what happened? Nothing. We just watched him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And with 24/7 surveillance, he didn't try to do it again, so then we stopped watching him, and then he did it anyway.
So he's the rich guy that was convicted of basically sex trafficking, human trafficking, underage girls.
Yep, and he's connected to every powerful politician in the world, pretty much.
All of them.
And for years, you've been hearing that they're all into that.
See, what pedophilia?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. The thing that struck me
I'm
is...
I'm not voting anymore.
The thing that struck me as odd before all this even happened was that... He was very close to Bill Clinton. And matter of fact, while Clinton was sitting president, he went up on an airplane to – nobody knows – it's two or three times with Epstein with no Secret Service, which is the biggest no-no in the world as the sitting president.
Oh, yeah.
And he went up and nobody – there's no flight records as to where they went. Yeah. But see, that's the whole thing of – you can look it up on the internet. This isn't a Mattman conspiracy mystery, but you can look it up on the internet. Anybody who ever had anything on the Clintons just all of a sudden had a mystery illness, a weird car crash, or they committed suicide.
Best luck in the world, right?
Yeah. Wow,
but this
man.
Is, I mean, this is a guy who's not only connected to the Clintons, he's connected to Trump, he's connected to Prince Andrew, he's connected to all kind of political leaders and figures all over the world.
What's the Prince Andrew connection?
I'm not certain.
I just but there's a connection.
Connected to Prince Andrew somehow.
Connected to Trump. He's connected to Mark Cuban somehow, the billionaire shark.
Well, another weird thing about Epstein is people like, you know, how did he get his money? Nobody knows. Nobody knows like where it came from, how he became this financier guy.
See, that's why I called him rich guy, because I don't know what is like. I know that he was like a hedge fund guy, but like, what does that mean? That means you know how to hide money.
I guess,
You have property in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah. And then Leslie Wexner accused him of basically swindling millions of dollars, but never tried to sue the guy or anything. And you wonder, why not? What's he know about you that you don't want coming out that you didn't sue him for stealing millions of dollars, huh? Wait, what kind of dirt must he have that you'll let him just get away with that?
He's a sweat hog, too.
So what? So now, like, you Google news, Jeffrey Epstein, and like it's all about conspiracies about his death now.
Yeah,
like all the way down to like some kind of hospital pictures about, I guess, of the body.
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know how that got out.
I saw people posting pictures of that. I saw that this morning. Somebody, one of my buddies on Facebook was talking about that, just with the pictures.
Yeah.
And they show that the nose isn't quite the same, and the ear looks different too. On the guy they wheeled into the hospital versus pictures of him.
Well, yeah, but you got to think pictures of him when he was like all wealthy and had his face done and his lotion on and all that stuff. You look at the mugshot, he looks like Bret Hart.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
So the thing that struck me as odd just reading about the conspiracies is that people are now saying that the Russians may have been involved.
What?
How? How would, like, so what's the thought behind that? Nobody believes that it was, like, nobody does. Like, even this, I don't mind saying it. The guy from Joe Scarborough from MSNBC said a guy who had information that could have destroyed the most rich and powerful man living ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably Russian.
Well, yeah.
Even his attorney's pissed because he's like invested all this time into the case and the guy just.
There is a theory that he isn't dead and he's in witness protection now for his own good.
Yeah. Who with Elvis and Tupac?
Because every powerful person in the world wants to kill him.
But who would protect him then?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Who's going to protect you in that case? Good luck. But I mean, I don't know that anybody believes the news narrative is the official version of events is the truth. Mm-hmm. And what's weird about that is nobody believes it. There's nothing anybody can do about it, and that's just the way it'll always be. Like, nobody believes it, but okay, well, we can't do anything about it. Like, the billion people in the world who know of this story and are calling BS on it can't do anything about it.
Yeah. That is kind of – it is odd.
But then again, we voted for the jerks, so, you know.
Epstein?
The jerks, plural.
Oh, plural.
Yeah, not him, but all his buddies all over the world.
Huh. Yeah, that is it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Now, somebody texted in he was taken off suicide watch after 6 days. 6 days.
Hmm. The witness protection program. Yeah, who would be protecting him?
Yeah. Hmm. And for some reason, there's no security footage from what happened at all. There's no like video available.
Oh, come on,
I mean, come on. That federal lockup in Manhattan, they video every square inch of that damn thing.
You know what?
They should. It's the federal government.
You know, like with the JFK assassination, the doctor that performed the autopsy, that was his first autopsy ever.
Oh yeah,
like think about that, man. Straight out of college and his first autopsy ever, they give to the most important man on the face of the earth.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
He was a doctor, but he'd never performed an autopsy. And they also stole the body from the state of Texas. It was a crime committed in the state of Texas, and they stole the president's body from the state of Texas.
Yeah, because they did the oath with LBJ in the air.
Yep.
On Air Force One.
Yep, that's after they, you know, when they got him off the plane in D.C. For some reason, somebody cut into the man's face or the forehead with a pocket knife or something. Weird.
But like, I mean, Nine just said it. Everybody agrees this guy probably didn't commit suicide, but what do you do about it?
I know.
We have to see how the family grieves. If they don't grieve, then maybe he's still alive.
Yeah, it's just one of those
things. Not alive, come on.
The guy knew so much about some people, and some of it was going to come out, and then he just, you know, no cameras. There are cameras, and that's according to the New York Post, there are cameras in the 9 South Wing where the convicted pedophile was being held at the Metropolitan Correction Center. They're trained on the areas outside of the cells, not inside.
And you know what's weird about all these? They all go back, and this is like, if you got your kids in the car, sorry, but it all goes back to pedophilia. Like all these big things go back to that human trafficking thing that's just, God,
awful.
Man. Just awful. It's crazy.
Yeah. But just think of all the information, if this would have gone to trial, would have come out. So, and all the lives that would have been touched by this whole story.
That was reported, that was the falling out between he and Trump. That he would use, his spa to get these girls in some house. There's a bunch of reports about this, the trafficking.
Oh, yeah, man.
So it says the FBI is investigating. But then again, I mean, that's all the same thing.
Yep.
We're talking about the real FBI.
Oh, the real one.
FBI.
Barr is on the case, which is, all right, thanks for nothing.
No collusion.
Right. Everything's redacted.
Wow.
Pages of black ink.
Yes. Yes. Black ink and brown noses with Barr, man.
I love his attorney, though. Like, you know, he's like, crap, man, I'm sitting here putting all this time into it. Like, he's not like, hey, man, sorry for your family or whatever. But he actually called it BS in the quote, like full on word.
Say it.
I can't. I want to. I want to say. I'm going to say BS, and you know what I'm saying, but I can't say the word. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You DA.
You don't talk to anybody who believes it, but powerless to do anything about it, right?
Yeah. Pat Boy, you're all in the news. Any thoughts? No.
Yeah.
I mean, thoughts.
Even
you're scared to say anything.
Even people in Congress are commenting they don't believe it.
What's Lindsey say?
Nothing.
Not a word.
But I mean, this guy was going to face the rest of his life behind bars. Maybe he really did take his life. His life was completely ruined from what he did. I mean, it's a likelihood that he did do that. But
this makes me wonder how many famous suicides were not suicides. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole theory about Marilyn Monroe didn't kill herself. Like, the Kennedy involvement.
That holds some water, too.
Yeah. Just, you know, all these people you thought, you killed yourself. Well, you know, but maybe they didn't.
Even accidents, man. Like, I've always thought that the Ted Kennedy car accident.
Chappaquiddick?
Yeah, I've always thought he was run off that damn bridge, man. He was run off the road.
Oh, I haven't never. Is this really?
Dude, people had it in for the Kennedys. Think about all the accidents and weird things and assassinations of all the Kennedys over the years. People
Did you watch that movie?
Them. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good movie. All right. Quit talking about. It's not a political thing for the person texting that in. That's just like a current events kind of thing that's just really weird.
It is.
You don't know who to point the finger at because, like, he was involved with everybody.
He was.
Every nation. He had a residence in France and Australia and Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And anybody powerful in the world, he pretty much
Puerto
knew him
Rico.
And had connections to him somehow or another.
He was into networking.
And
he really was.
The prosecutors are building their case, and now there's no case.
Well, yeah, now it's gone. there's no defendant. There's no case.
Yes. Jimmy Jack Jackie, we're going to do some NBDA.
It's a problem of like Bernie.
Yeah, they should.
Nine's best damn audio.
Absolutely, man. We got some dogs. We got everybody's new favorite redneck bro. Ooh. Man, it's going to be fun.
Redneck bro.
Yep, redneck bro.
All right, we'll get into that next in the NBDA. Nine's best damn audio right after this.
This is WWE.
Wise Guys Morning Show with Matt. Nine. And that boy.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
Yeah!
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to get into it because we're going to run out of time, and I want to get the headlines because there's funny news going around. We'll start with a suspected drunk driver. I'm looking because I didn't see where this happened, so I got to look it up and see real quick while I talk about it. But anyway, this drunk driver was a lady, and she was blocking a drive-thru. So, in Vaughn somewhere.
Vaughn.
Someplace called Vaughn. It might have been in Canada, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it was outside Toronto. So she's drunk, blocking a drive-through lane at some Canadian establishment in her Toyota Prius. And then the cops show up. And what's the best defense against drunk driving? You weren't driving the car.
We were called here because there's an issue going on with you. I don't know, not moving your vehicle out of the drive-through.
I wasn't driving, so I was just ordering food.
How did the vehicle get here?
I don't know. I just ordered some food.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm in the car, and I'm ordering some food. Know. You asked me how I got here. I don't know.
Sliding the passenger seat, just look.
That's the best thing. You're drunk in the driver's seat of a car. Well, how did the vehicle get here? I don't know.
That's great.
What else are you going to say?
I didn't do it.
I don't know.
I wonder if anybody's ever said I was taken over by a spirit.
That's better than saying I'm not drunk. You know, like, I'm not drunk. I wasn't driving.
I was. There was some kind of disembodied body in me.
Yeah. No, the ghost was driving. I've been sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
I just got over here to put it in park.
There used to be a ghost that rode a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah. It had a flaming skull for a head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Nick Cage.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Now, this is funny. This is...
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny, but this is a different kind of funny. Mm. This is a woman opening or closing her squeaking oven door because it sounds like a familiar pop song that if you went through any kind of spring break, like, I don't know, about 13 years ago, you heard this a billion damn times, but you loved it.
Okay.
Do it again.
That's gold. Oh, that's wonderful.
Wasn't that the first introduction of Little John? People found out who
he was. Yeah, that was. I was like, it was.
Was that when he was an associate of the Yin Yang Twins?
Maybe. But, you know, the squeaking oven door just is a great example of it's the little things that make you laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the little things. Do it one more time, please.
All right. Yeah, one more.
It's so good. Wonderful.
Yeah. You and Fat Boy Robin.
That was great.
It's
a fun song.
Yeah, it is, man.
Every once in a while, I can fart the beginning of Mambo Number 5.
I've heard that. Yep. Especially early in the morning.
Yeah.
Turn into the fat white girl at the bar that can't dance as soon as that comes on.
Yeah.
So that's not one of the songs that you dislike, Jimmy, that would pull people out onto the floor.
No, that's a good tune, man. Yeah. That's a good pop song.
I think we can all say Lil Jon is timeless. Is he not?
Yeah. Man, like last week we were talking about the songs I hate. What do I love? Taco Tuesday by Lil Jon. The greatest song I've heard this year, maybe.
Yeah.
One of. It's good. It's funny. Anyway. You ever have a dog that doesn't like to go on a walk? I've never heard of such.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah,
his name
Rusty.
Is
That's
Rusty.
Right. Yep. Well, this is a Siberian Husky who really doesn't want to go on a walk and starts bitching about not wanting to do it.
Come on.
Play. Hit the play button.
Hey, time, man. I know what you're doing. They're using a program that doesn't even exist anymore. They quit making it years ago.
Windows Media Player?
No, they still make that.
Oh, do they?
Come on, get out of the bathtub. Come on. Let's go for a walk. Come on.
not turning on the water. Come on. Come on. Let's go for a walk. Come on. So. Come on. Get it out, so. Come on.
Oh.
I don't want to get up.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yep.
I've been there before.
Wouldn't that annoy the piss out of you, though?
Sound like he's pooping a peach seed.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's just, oh, man. Dog didn't want to go on a walk, man.
No.
Didn't want to go on a walk. By the way, Fat Boy, the program you're using came out in 1999. Congratulations. Yep. I ain't made it years, man.
Mr. Hardmeyer needs to upgrade.
Yeah. Mr. Hardmeyer, be quiet now. You see those ads on Facebook. They want you to turn people in for that.
Uh-oh. What are you talking about?
There's these ads on Facebook that want you to turn in, like, businesses using pirated software. Like, if you work for somebody and they use pirated software, they want you to turn them in.
Good thing we don't have any.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Watch them jokes, Fat Boy.
Don't turn me in for using Nime's WWE password.
I will.
No. What else
we'll
got?
Tell Vince.
What else we got? Oh, yeah, yeah. Now we have some dogs who don't like this little girl singing.
Go a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she ain't good. She ain't good at all. Oh, man.
See, this is why dogs are so much better than cats. Like, you can't argue that. When cats, all they do is meow, and it usually sounds very evil. When they're in heat, they sound like they're dying.
Yep.
Cats are bad.
They're a pain. They're a pain.
Speaking of cats, my mom will be on it about 30 minutes. Okay. We'll find out why she hates cats so much.
Find out the origin of her hatred for cats, her fear of cats.
Her fear, her phobe.
Yeah, dogs are the best. But, yeah, I didn't like little girl singing either. I ain't going to scream about it. I didn't like it either.
Right.
No.
That's one of those things where, like, her parents think that's the cutest thing in the world, and everybody else is, like, bleeding out the ears.
Yeah, the neighbors are leaving.
The kid sucks.
Stop it.
I'm a childless adult. Please stop.
And Brenda had a dog that my daddy would go over to the house and start to make howl. Like, he'd start howling and get that dog.
Like a hound dog?
Yeah. They loved when my dad would do that.
I'm sure they did this. Yeah, that was their favorite thing. They probably moved and didn't tell them where they went.
Right.
Now, this guy blew up all weekend long. I'm sure a lot of people heard it. A lot of people haven't yet. It's the guy from West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. You know, the big city.
This is Redneck Bro?
Where the university is. Yeah. He was on his front porch, and he saw a tree falling on a lady's car. And, man, this is the best show he's ever seen for free.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was... I hate to say it, it was kind of cool, you know. I mean, what guy doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But, hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
He's fun, man. He's the best.
I ain't going to like it. What guy don't like destruction?
You know what I'm saying? Here he is.
Well, I about figured.
Yeah, you can kind of tell. He looks like that kind of guy.
Looks like the guy we met over at Radiothon.
Yeah, you know, just like a dude who kind of looks like a wino wearing gold chains, because they always got gold chains for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that guy, and he's all the rage online now.
God bless.
Good for him.
Kind of cool, man.
That just sounds like anyone from around here that would call in. No offense.
Pretty much, yeah. Honestly, not as southern as I expected, but, you know, West Virginia is, you know, damn near up north.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I got, man.
That was good, though.
Thank you. This is fun stuff this
you
morning.
Put Thanks out to... some of my videos on social media for people to see.
Yeah, man. Thanks to Billy Tatum from Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Thanks to dogs, kids who can't sing, more dogs, oven doors, and whatever else I had in there.
Lil John.
Drunk drivers in Canada.
And Lil John, yeah. All right. Well done. The NBDA. Paige, what's going on to the Plex? We'll get into some headlines.
Well, we've got a story about a guy with a rare condition. It's called penile ossification. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headline.
You always do these stories. Dude, you love doing them.
I do.
I ain't never heard of this, and this is awful. This is scare the blank out of you.
Penis ossification.
I never heard of
straighten
such.
Straighten your act out.
This is something we didn't know existed.
Okay. All right, we'll find out about ossification and the penis right after this. Headlines. Morning, everybody. Paige said it, not me.
98.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, let's be adults here and talk about a medical condition where a guy has something rare that's happened to him that's making his junk turn to bone. Penile ossification.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Turn to bone.
McMorris has that, no?
Not there, I don't think.
I'm not aware.
Not there, but like in his bones.
Yeah, like hips and something, I don't know. His stuff's just fusing together. I think it's a different thing, but yeah, there are some similarities.
Hmm. All right, so go ahead.
It's not, it may like.
Is that like permanent, what's the word for it? What's the medical word for boner? What is it? Come on, I can do this. I don't need you. What is it?
Woody.
No, it's not that.
The only thing I can
Priapism.
Tell you. The only thing I can tell you about, and not
way
necessarily
different.
It could be curved up.
Yeah.
Not necessarily where it would be, I don't know about the treatment because what it is it's like a plaque-like calcification. That
plaque-like.
Yeah.
So
it's hard.
There's been teeth down there then.
So I don't know what the treatment to reverse that or what you can do with that situation.
Hmm.
Strange penises would bother me.
I agree with Oprah. Yeah. That would be crazy.
But there's a 63-year-old guy, the guy in question, from Bronx, New York. He's suffering from this extremely rare condition where it's turned to bone. And there have been less than 40 recorded cases of this happening to men in medical history. So it could be because of this guy's history of alcoholism.
Did he go to Sodom and Gomorrah recently?
Possibly, because he may have had some untreated STD.
Hmm.
And it's called
penile
Peyronie's disease.
Peyronie's. Oh, yeah. I've heard of that before.
It breaks.
They used to have good Italian food here in Greenville.
So the doctors aren't sure about his treatment, and that's why I can't elaborate more on what will happen with him because the guy checked himself out against their orders before they could fully diagnose him.
You won't believe this. Fat Boy has found this guy with the penile ossification Peyronie's playlist.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. This is crazy. Seeger, I love him. I hope he gets better.
The montage.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Let's look at the positives associated with this, though. Hands-free urination. Right?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a positive. There's always a silver lining, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
All right. So
otherwise, it would be very painful.
So wherever it is naturally flaccid, that's probably where it would have the calcification, ossification.
Yeah.
So where you are naturally, that's probably will.
You need some Metamucil.
That's a good band.
Metamucil?
So it's not, I mean, wherever you are as a guy.
Yes.
Because you all are different.
Right.
So that's the way it would stay.
Okay. All right.
Not in a good sort of way. So you wouldn't become like John Holmes overnight or something like that. You would just be where you are the way you are.
Oh, he's over to my left.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about, though, the positives of this. It could be the opposite, where it would always be like putty.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, you could have that problem.
No, look at me.
No, I'm not saying
my tea's high as hell.
I'm not saying you personally. I'm just saying anyone could have any medical problems if you have one of those.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
See a doctor. Don't listen to us for medical.
If it's not functioning properly, go see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that you might have some sort of disease from, you know, some sexual encounter,
right,
then by all means go see a doctor.
Good advice, Paige.
Yes, because you don't want this to happen to you ever because that wouldn't be comfortable. And the, I 63 years of age is this man, so I don't know how long I don't know how long he was suffering with it. That's the deal.
Yeah,
so good to know. Well, here's some sad news out of the music industry in Hollywood.
Oh, no.
I know.
Who dead?
Well, no death, but a death of a marriage, perhaps. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they've split after 8 months of marriage. They were together.
Oh, no.
For 10 years.
So, what?
Yeah, so they were all, you know, as.
Really?
Yeah, on and off really? Dating for 10 years. And then they got married for 8 months, and they realized that they've decided to call it quits and focus on themselves and their careers.
Wow.
Oh, Eli Hemsworth.
You think this is like she's become baggage for him because he's such an A-lister now?
I don't
know. Am I wrong?
Yeah, very wrong.
Oh, okay.
You got the wrong Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, she's not with Thor.
No, Thor's. Okay. Thor's
she's
the
with the other one. Yeah. So maybe she dropped him then.
There's
or maybe they just fell out of love.
There's just rumors going around and
got married and went to hell.
Yeah.
And Miley was spotted on a yacht in Italy making out with a woman.
Maybe he got tired of her peeing in their driveway.
Yeah, she's smoking weed again.
They were together when she was peeing in the street.
That's true.
He
also dated G.A. Mangus for a small time.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
The name of the woman, Caitlin Carter, the ex of Caitlyn Jenner's son and Brody.
Brody.
They broke up last week, so I guess she was out there and they were making out on, I don't know.
I make fun of it's people who rumors. Watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I would watch Keeping Up with the Cyruses. I would watch the hell out of that.
Me too.
You're not watching The Hills Reunion?
I would watch Billy Knows Best, you know? Billy Cyrus.
Yeah.
It's like a Chrisley kind of thing.
Did you watch the new 90210?
No.
Sucks.
Well, Luke's not there. What do you expect?
Billy Knows Best is like if Todd Chrisley was more effeminate.
Right.
Goodness. Well, kind of sad that, you know, the marriage may be on the outs. And
well, they've been together since she was 16 years old, I guess. So, yes, do something else. Like, I mean, you know what? It's weird if you're modern day to be with the same person from like 16 on. That's rare. And you,
yeah,
like,
it is. Jerry Lee Lewis can probably be the only person that can claim that.
I said modern day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like old people used to do it all the time. That's just because, you know, you only could meet the 10 people who lived in town with you.
Mm-hmm. It's a small.
Small pool to choose from.
Yeah.
Now you got the internet. There's no shortage of temptation.
Yeah, you can outsource.
So she's back with women.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, she everybody. May just be right. having fun.
Yes.
They may just be taking a break.
That's right.
Oh, well,
regroup.
What does Trace think of this?
Trace?
Trace Cyrus, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
You know the other siblings?
I'll tweet him and ask.
Billy Ray's got a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Don't you think that
actually, go ahead.
Don't you think he can do a lot better, even since he's, you know, Thor's lesser known brother?
Miley seems like a good time to me, man.
Yeah.
She seems fun as hell.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a little wild.
Yeah, it seems like fun, though.
But you wild, too, so maybe it'd work.
Do you want a wild
both can
girl,
go
then?
Pee all over the sidewalk.
Oh, goodness.
Well, it depends on what kind of wild.
Yeah, because sometimes that's wild. Annoying. Wild one night is great,
yeah.
But wild every night is not great.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Ray has a bunch of kids, but you know who else has a bunch of kids? Every dude named Billy Ray.
Really?
Oh, look at this. On her Twitter, Nine, she claims to like guys who wrap one leg like a mummy, so you should get into that.
I quit doing that.
Well, never mind.
A month and a half ago. Thanks.
You bring it back for October?
Maybe.
Please.
I'm half a mummy for Halloween.
Quarter mummy.
Well, what would you think of, and lastly, what would you think of a mom that's making a profit off of other moms and throwing a birthday party for a kid? There's a mom who is slammed for charging $82 for other children to attend her kid's birthday party.
Good God.
Yeah.
What kind of party was it?
Well, it's
Quinceañera?
Thorn blade party.
It's a go-kart birthday party. So she's asking $82. So that includes $59 for the carts and $23 for transportation, 80 miles round trip to and from the track.
And bring a gift too.
Yeah,
and bring lunch.
Bring your lunch. $82. Bring your own lunch and bring a present to the kid.
Lord.
No, I know a dude who was in Pigeon Forge over the weekend, and he said he spent $110 for two adults and two kids to play putt putt and ride go karts.
Oh my God!
$110 for four people to play putt putt and ride the go karts, man. Yes.
You should have went to the fun part.
He's so mad he tried to go to a liquor store, but he's in Pigeon Forge, so he was screwed. But
still free to go to Ernest Tubbs record store.
But if you're throwing the party, shouldn't you just cover all that for all the kids instead of...
Yes. Because or don't have it there.
Someone's going to drop off their kid and not pay, and you're not going to say, you can't ride.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to happen.
This lady was great because if she got married, she'd like charge everybody the $20-odd for the buffet or the food or whatever. Like, yeah. Don't forget to bring $26 because that's what it is per head for food.
I know somebody that had a wedding that ended up getting it sponsored, and like the catering and the DJ and the flowers and everything was like sponsored.
Oh, goodness.
It was numerous nuptials, 2018.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, he's
judgment at 18,
there.
Right?
18. Okay. We're gonna have cake.
Had a cake at 18.
If you're throwing the party, you're throwing the party. You're not asking if you want to pitch in for your own birthday cake and whatever you have to the party. Like, okay, the little hats are 10 cents or whatever. You know,
the little hats are 10 cents.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
So
marking them up.
Just a thought. But if you want to do that, then you're nobody would go to your kid's birthday party, and that would be kind of sad. Like, nobody would show up, and your kid would be standing there, Mom, how come none of my friends are here? Because your mom's a tightwad, that's why.
Tightwad?
Yeah. Right.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Tightwad?
You're a tightwad.
Yeah. Penny pincher.
Yeah. All right. So Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Right on time. It's 8 o'clock. We come back. God willing, cross your fingers, we're going to talk to my mama, Mary. We'll get an update as to, several things. One, why she hates cats so much. Because I tried to ask her based on that email we got last week, and it's quite a story. So we'll talk to my mama, Mary, right after this. Morning, everybody. Hey, babe.
Just like when you wake up.
Chris, why do you keep poking me in the back?
We're always ready to go to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 to Planet Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.